Bez Hashem, we continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Chav Gimel, discussing the seventh principle of Tshuva. And from Chav Gimel to Chav Hei, the next six pieces from Rabbeinu Yoina, we'll be focusing on this seventh principle. What is the seventh principle of Tshuva? Hachnia b'cholev ha'shiflus. Hachnia b'cholev, a complete, wholehearted feeling of humility, v'shiflus, and lowliness. A person acts with tremendous anava. A person recognizes his position, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapi others. When we say in Shemoneh Esrei, v'nafshi sidaim, v'mekalalai, v'nafshi sidaim, to those who curse me, I should be silent. V'mekalalai, v'nafshi sidaim. How is it possible to be silent? Person's cursing you. Mekalalai, he's mekalal you. When a person realizes, like David HaMelech, when Shimi ben Gera was cursing him, what did he say? Hanach loy, Hashem amar loy kalal, leave him alone. David's soldiers wanted to kill Shimi. David says, leave him alone. Hanach loy, Hashem amar loy kalal. Hashem said, he should curse. The Mefarshim bring down, don't think this was something easy for David. The Mefarshim bring down that that Maisa, when Shimi ben Gera was cursing David, says that David was the most embarrassed at that, up until his point in life, at that time. He was the most embarrassed he ever went through, all the busha. And he went through a lot in his life. They thought he was a mamzer. They a lot, tremendous amount of busha that he went through in his life until that point in time. Up until that point. And he said that was the most embarrassing experience he ever went through. And the soldiers, and he was a melech. He was a king. There's a whole shaila. How is it? How is he allowed to be Michael? Well, that's not for now. There's a chassam seif on this. Hanach loy, leave him alone. David HaMelech was a tremendous anav. And David HaMelech internalized and realized every single second, everything that happens because Hashem says it should happen. It's because Hashem's in charge. And Hashem wanted him, Hanach loy, Hashem amar loy kalal. Hashem wanted him to do so. Ki amakir zbayir yeda, says Rabbeinu Yoin, the one who recognizes, meaning he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of him at all times. So what's going to be the result of that realization, of that reality? Hachna, shiflus. We find this in the first halacha, in Siman Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a person realizes he's standing in front of Hashem? Where the Mechaber tells us, Mamish, the first halacha, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi summit, who klal golda batayah, place Hashem in front of me at all times. What does it mean, place Hashem in front of you? A person recognizes that Hashem is in front of him at all times, then his presence, by definition, Hashem's presence, is going to create this feeling of hachna, of humility and shiflus. That's what Rabbeinu is telling us right now. Why does a person come to do an Aveira? Because he has this distance. There's a distance in this person's conscience that Hashem is not in front of him. But as Shavisi Hashem Nanegi Samid, if a person is placing Hashem in front of him all the time, every single second, and he talks differently, he talks like a mensch, he walks differently, his actions are with hachna, with humility, and shiflus. The David of Shalom, he finds by David HaMelech, says Rabbi Yoina, "Bizvadoisay al chetoy bevoy ilav Nasan Navi." When Nasan Navi came to tell him that he was chayte, with Bathsheba, that itself, Hashem had tainus on David. That itself, that the Navi had to come and tell him what he did wrong. That was a problem. In Perek, in Capital Nun Aleph, which we learned in Pasuk Tes, David HaMelech says, Zivchei Elokim, the sacrifices of Hashem. What does it mean, the sacrifices of Hashem? This is Ruach Nishbara, a broken spirit. Leiv Nishbar V'nidke Elokim Leisivze, a humbled, a broken and a humbled spirit. Hashem does not despise. What do we see from here? Hachno mi'ikri ha'tshuva. Ki ha'mizmor ha'hu musod mosad li'ikri ha'tshuva. This capital, Nun Aleph 51, is a chapter of tshuva. What is David HaMelech teaching us? You want to do tshuva? You have to have hachno. You have to realize what brought me to do an Aveira was that Hashem was far from me. What's going to strengthen me in my tshuva and going forward that I won't make the same mistake is the realization that Hashem is in front of me at all times. Shavisi Hashem, Lenegdi Summit.